here in Audio Weyrood, and this is my audio podcast for day eight of the February Challenge, the Audio Community Challenge here in Audio Weyrood, hosted by my wonderful Sassy Cat Cat. And today's topic is food. What kind of food do we like? What kind of food do we eat? I'll say from the onset that in general, I can eat anything. I have a cast iron constitution, literally. Nothing seems to upset my stomach. I've been that way all my life. I don't know why, but I could eat just about anything and be absolutely fine. I love old mouldy cheeses. The older, the mouldier, and the smellier, the better. But that's just a small part of my diet. If I were to run through a normal day, if you like, then I like cereals, of course. Most people like cereals, though. I love porridge. At the moment, I'm loving granola, which is really nice. But obviously, taking milk with that. No added sugar. And no ease. I hope not, anyway. And then, usually we have a light toast. Weight Watchers bread, would you believe it? Weight Watchers bread. We've been eating that stuff for years. On a boiled egg most mornings, part of the weekends, what we now call senior citizens breakfast. Bacon, egg, and beans with toast. Occasionally chestnut mushrooms fried with the bacon. Oh man. But in general, I wouldn't say very plain eaters. My wife is the plainest eater, not in the world, but she is probably equal first. Traditional food only. She doesn't know what pasta or rice. No, I'm not talking about creamed rice here, the dessert, the sweet, but rice, pasta, what else? any food out for normal. The only thing she eats that I would say is out of the normal, and I know I'm supposed to be talking about myself, but I'm just giving you an idea, is she likes ham and pineapple or spicy chicken pizza. That's it. That's the limit of my wife's adventurous eating. For me, I can eat anything. But I have to say that, you know, in general, because my wife's a very plain eater, she cooks the traditional fare. So throughout the week, loads of tatties, either mashed tatties depending on the time of the year, or new tatties, which are fantastic. I mean, a plate of new tatties, just with a big knob of butter, melting out the top of these new tatties. You don't even need anything else with it. But generally we do, we have some with it. So tatties is a mainstay, but of course that's part of the culture here. Bread, of course, we don't need a lot of bread. A couple of slices off the Weight Watchers in the morning, and maybe a couple of slices off the toasty bread, which is great. It's a thicker, normal bread. Warburton's, great breads. So we have the toasties, usually with banana, just toasting banana, or maybe toasting homemade jam, or toast on bacon scraps with fried onions. Yes, we are massive bacon eaters. I think I've said this previously, that if you come to our house, be prepared to like any part of a pig, because that's what we love. We love pork chops, bacon, the bacon chunks. My wife gets bacon that's thick, it's about maybe 3/4 inch to an inch thick, and chops up with scissors, believe it or not. She won't use sharp knives, she hates them. She's frightened of really sharp knives. So she chops up with scissors into chunks, and those chunks go into a frying pan along with chopped onion, fries it all up together, and that goes on top of Warburton's toast. Oh, it topped off with HP brown sauce. But we eat virtually everything that comes from a pig. We just love every part. And of course you can have things like pork medallions. It's so many different cuts, you know, just like beef from a cow or a bull or beef stock, I should say, not a bull. Every part of the pig goes into different kinds of cuts, different meats, and we eat everything. So my wife is always on the lookout for special offers. Anything to do with bacon, pork, gammon steaks, you name it, that's in our fridge and in our freezer. So we eat a hell of a lot of that stuff. And I love it. Never get sick of it. It's a good job because my wife keeps buying it. But she always does something with it, in other words. Although she's a plain eater, she always does something with it. Never just boring meal. So loads of that. Loads of tatties. Occasionally chips. Yes, we like the American fries. Those are great. That's the ones we eat. We tend not to buy the big fat ones, the plain ones or the crinklies. Straight in for, I guess, McCain over here. McCain American fries. Those thin sticks that are, when they come out the chip pan, are beautifully crisp, crunchy on the outside and tender on the inside. Really nice. So chips. She's a great one for beef. Buys the best of beef, so the best of steak, Aberdeen Angus steak. That can be in the steak form or it can be in casserole steak, which, as you know, can make a stew or casserole with. The steak mince, she never ever buys plain, ordinary mince. You know, what they call beef mince over here. Always steak mince for the rich, rich gravy that comes with that, the best of meat, best of flavours. So basically, we eat well that way. I mean, even one of our favourite meals, well, one of our favourite meals, is tatties, ham and cabbage. Now, that's a wonderful meal, especially if you've got great tatties and great cabbage. But she does, she give her juice, she always buys top-notch vegetables and beef. So any of those meals. Steak pie is my favourite. Unfortunately, I don't get enough of that. Tend to get that at funerals. It's a tradition over here at funerals. Changing now to buffets, which I don't understand at all. Traditional meal at a Scottish funeral is a bowl of thin soup and then followed by steak pie and tatties and seasonal vegetables, which is the bee's knees. But I love anything like that. All the traditional food that we would normally eat. My wife makes a fantastic homemade soup. It's a ham and lentil soup, it's called. It's obviously like every person, every woman that's got her own soup. There's a milk gazillion versions of ham and lentil soup and all kinds of other soup. But my wife's soup is, I have to say it, is the best in the world. When she makes it, she just took a huge pot up to her sister's today, in fact, to give to her family so that they can share it out. And then she'll make one for us. She's always got two or three frozen casserole dishes of the stuff in the freezer so we can have it any time. But I have to say, that her soup is puts hairs in your chest. So, homemade soup. She's not a baker. You know, like baking cakes or anything like that, but we really don't eat a lot of cakes, to be honest with you. Anyway, but if she did learn to make apple pie, that would be fantastic. Very plain. I say plain, it's not plain. And I'll tell you something else. I can step out the culinary room, a traditional culinary room, if you like, or kitchen, and I do occasionally love a curry. Do not like chicken, Chinese food at all. Don't like Chinese food. Chinese curries are revolting. But I like Indian food. And it's a rare occasion, to be honest with you. But I do like chicken jalfrezi or a chicken madras. Because they're lovely and spicy. And they give you curries, at least Indian curries, give you that lovely warm glow for the next 12 hours. Simply because of the spices that's in them. It's just wonderful stuff. But as I said, few and far between. But no matter what I like outside, as I said, I can go to any country. I've ate baby octopus, which are revolting. It's like chewing a bit of rubber. That's how bad they are. I've ate things, no, I wouldn't say from all over the world, but from all the places in the world that I've been to. Some fantastic foods, some very, very strange and weird foods. But I've tried them, you know. If someone offered me a bit of snake, cooked snake, I would eat it. And I'd probably be fine. But I have to say that when it comes down to things, the best food in my life is what my wife makes, because it's traditional fare. Whenever we finish a meal together that she's made up of, as I said, the traditional fare, sit back and I'll say, that was beautiful. I always do, because it is. Maybe it's true for everyone, and wherever you come in the world, your indigenous or native or traditional food, it's always, well, in general, it's always the best, isn't it? You know, no matter where you come from, your own food's the best. You can eat it. Maybe you can eat food from other nations, from other countries, but if you sit down to a meal of your traditional food, isn't that the best? Don't you always say, nothing beats that, nothing beats this, this is fantastic. And by the way, it's got a favourite saying, you can keep all your curries and foreign food. You know, to a certain extent, she's correct. Because after all, unless you eat, you know, let's say, just call it foreign foods, unless you eat foreign foods, in other words, alien to your traditions, every day or on a very, very frequent regularity, then you're probably eating, most of the time, your traditional fare, aren't you? Most of the time, I would guess anyway. So that is always the best, and it is, that's the case with us. And I just say that, just to finish off, just to make a complete arse of everything I just said, before I headed up the town there, my wife had got me a Goodfellas, yeah, I think it was a Goodfellas or Chicago Town, thin crust pizza, pepperoni pizza, and I love pepperoni. So I bought a pack from Aldi of their sliced, thinly sliced hot pepperoni, and I chopped a lot of those up, and so I could have a fully loaded pepperoni pizza. It was so fully loaded that you couldn't actually see any of the rest of the pizza. It was all pepperoni on the top, and it was fantastic. Absolutely love it. But if from tomorrow I was put in a position where I had to choose what I was going to eat for the rest of my life, I'd be perfectly happy just saying, just give me what my wife gives me. Because no matter what it is, I always enjoy it. I absolutely enjoy the traditional fare here in this country. And that's about it, I guess. Now, getting peckish. But I'll tell you what, it's really interesting. I've listened to a few audiobooks now, and it's really interesting to hear what people eat in their normal life, as I say. Normal life, what they eat. Really interesting. And of course, it's from different parts of the world, so it's all an education. And if anyone out there would like to try tatties, haggis, and neeps, go for it. Go for it. Don't believe all the rotten hype they make out about what's in it. Just eat it. It's bloody marvellous. Another Scots traditional food. But it's, when you think about it, it's basically, it's tatties and neeps. Tatties and turnip, in other words. And then you have haggis. That's it. So you have two very, very plain, basic foods on your plate. But it's the haggis that goes with it. And the spices and the flavours. All the blood and guts and offal and everything that's... I think they chuck gravel and sawdust around it. But hey, fantastic stuff. Go for it. But next time you're out, ask someone to make you tatties, haggis and neeps. Bet you'll love it, unless you're a vegan. Oh, and by the way, if you're a vegan, they do make vegetarian ones, which, to me, should never have been allowed. Should have been banned off the shelves. Goodness me, how can you get a vegetarian haggis? I mean, the things are alive and flying about the countryside. How can you get a vegetarian one? Where does that come from? Some of these stupid modern ideas. Anyway, thumbs up. Great subject. Peckish again. See you, bye. The new.